Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men don't fake it until they make it. I like that. Let me say that again. Real men don't fake it until they make it. When I was a boy growing up in the inner city ghettos of Miami, Florida, we used to have a community pool. Now, at this pool during the summertime, literally dozens of children would converge on this pool every day, standing in line waiting for it to open. We'd walk blocks to get to this pool, and sometimes there were so many children in the pool, and I'm not kidding, you couldn't even see the water. Now, that was nearly 40 years ago, and I had no idea that that scene would serve as a perfect metaphor for the condition I would find men in today, especially in men's ministry. Now, allow me to explain. Now, as I speak to men's groups, churches, and schools all over the country, I often brag about how massive Liberty City is. Now, to paint you a mental picture, when I grew up in Liberty City, we had 5 high schools in Liberty City and 2 mall-sized shopping centers and a theater. Liberty City was so big that I didn't personally meet a Caucasian child until I was 12 years old. Now, I'm talking about living in Miami, Florida. This was during the time when they were busing us from the inner city schools to the suburbs to get us to integrate with predominantly white schools. So I lived a very sheltered life. But the most telling sign in our community was the fact that there were literally thousands of males in our neighborhood, but very few men. Now, meaning I can count on one hand how many fathers I saw with their sons and their daughters. In fact, only 2 boys in our neighborhood had a father living in the home with them, and they were brothers, and I wasn't one of them. But let me take you back to the pool and the revelation that God revealed to me about the condition and the nature of men. Now, although I didn't know it at the time, I never realized God's purpose for man. Now, yes, I knew about Adam and the directives that God gave him to name the creatures and take dominion over the land and to be fruitful and multiply. But at such a young age, I didn't really understand what that really meant. And I didn't have a real man there to teach me. And almost 40 years later, God revealed it to me, this purpose, by taking me back to my childhood to this community pool. And on the Real Men Check-In this week, I want to share this revelation with you and challenge you with it. See, God called Adam and every man after Adam to be spiritual lifeguard. Let me say that again. God called Adam and every man after Adam to be spiritual lifeguards. From boyhood to manhood, everything we experience as males should be preparing us for the role of being a spiritual lifeguard. Now, back in Jesus' days, they called it being shepherds. Now, as a lifeguard, God has given us a post to man, a job to do, and people to oversee who we're responsible for. A lifeguard's job is very serious because if he's not always alert, watchful, or in position, the people under his care can drown, be harmed, or even hurt others. As a lifeguard, that man is responsible for everyone under his care. It's his responsibility. So he must be properly trained so he knows what to do in case of an emergency, how to prevent an emergency from happening, also how to spot warning signs that can lead to an emergency. He must respond wisely, quickly, courageously, and decisively to any signs of danger because many people's lives are dependent on him. Not only is he responsible for their safety, he should create an environment that makes the people he's responsible for feel safe. Now, I say all of that because during all of the years I attended that community pool, I never realized before that none of the lifeguards on duty at that pool were ever men. They were usually women or teenage boys or teenage girls, but never men, which I thought was very interesting. Now that I'm older, I ask myself, why is that? And then I figured it out. Because even though we had literally thousands of males in our neighborhood, none of them knew how to swim as men. Or at best, they weren't responsible or confident enough to teach others, especially boys, how to swim as men. Now, as sad as this sounds, that's not even the biggest problem here. Not knowing how to swim isn't something we should condemn ourselves over or feel depressed about. Let's face it, it's just a brutal fact of life. You didn't choose to be abandoned or abused by your father. You didn't choose to be neglected or rejected. You didn't choose the environment and home that you grew up in. It was by God's sovereign and permissive will that allowed it. But the Bible says in Romans 8:28, that all things work together for good for those who love God and were called according to his purpose. And we know that God's grace is sufficient. And believe it or not, the biggest problem isn't the fact that most men, and I'm talking about close to 90%, didn't have adequate and competent spiritual lifeguards to provide, protect, and prepare them properly for manhood. No, the bigger problem is most of us as men are either too afraid, too angry, too ashamed, or even too apathetic to admit it. We simply won't ask for swimming lessons. What do I mean by swimming lessons? See, most men don't know how to spiritually lead their families, faithfully and sacrificially love their wives and meet their emotional and spiritual needs of their wives. Most men don't know how to spiritually disciple and discipline their children in a way that's pleasing to God. Most men don't know how to identify, accept, and pursue their God-given purpose and teach and lead others how to do the same. We simply don't know how to swim. So what do? Well, what did I do? Like most men, because of my shame, anger, and frustration, I decided to fake it. And that's what most men do. We fake it by overcompensating in other areas to mask our inability to swim. Like with me personally, I masked it by learning how to climb instead of swim. You know, climb that proverbial corporate ladder. If I just make enough money, get enough degrees, build a big enough reputation, impress people enough, no one will even notice my inability to swim. But the truth of the matter is your family will always know, because you can't fool your family. But some men choose to run instead of swim. They run from their responsibilities and their role as a lifeguard. They won't allow anyone to get close to them, especially their wife and their kids, because their families might catch up with them and their secret will be exposed, that they're poor swimmers. So they keep running away and they become really good at it. Now, if they don't become climbers or runners, some may choose to become fighters. Angry at the world because of their inability to swim, they lash out at everyone around them, especially their wife and their children. Now, because of their fighting skills, the people who mean the most to them are afraid of them and walk on eggshells when they're around them. So they fight by engaging in activities that destroy the fabric of their families. We're talking about abuse, addiction, and even assault. All three of these behaviors are our way as men to mask and hide the real problem, that we don't know how to swim. And we're either too afraid, too ashamed, too angry, and too apathetic to ask a more experienced lifeguard for lessons. Now, it took me until I was 33 years old to ask for help. Now, if this message resonates with you, I want to know from you, how long would it take for you before you ask for help? Real Men Connect is all about providing spiritual swimming lessons, but only for men who are humble enough to admit that they need help. My question to you is, are you humble enough to admit it? Remember, we're real men, and real men don't fake it until they make it. They admit what they don't know, and when they see an opportunity to learn, they take it. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men, especially the ones who you're discipling or mentoring, who you may think may be in need of some swimming lessons. And don't miss our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men, real swimmers. And we also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. Also, do us a huge favor. As I always ask you every week, go ahead and take about 30 seconds to go over to iTunes and rate the program for us. See, it's the best way to help us move up in the rankings and grow this podcast exponentially so we can get this program in the hands, ears, and hearts of men just like you. And if you'd rather drop us an email instead, you can do that too. Just email us at realmenconnect@gmail.com. That's realmenconnect@gmail.com. Thank you guys so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. I am truly blessed to call you a brother in Christ. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in His grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.